Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnah Shumas Perek Yod, Mishnah Tes, and Mishnah Yod. And today's Mishnah is being learned Lili Nishmas Mars Miriam Zara Basar Yaakov Maisha Her Nishama Shadav Nolio Abeschos Rach Basdavar Gittol Danieli As Bens Pari Rachol Deshi Bigamensh Vizar Shakayama Bekarv Mamish. Now the previous Mishnah we spoke of fish brine, kosher fish brine, and not kosher fish brine getting mixed together, and now we're going to be talking about something similar. Mishnah Tes tells us Chagavim Temeim Shenichbeshu Im Chagavim Tahirim. Non-kosher grasshoppers were pickled with kosher grasshoppers. Now you might be surprised, what, kosher grasshoppers? Who eats grasshoppers? So the truth is that really there are kosher grasshoppers, you just have to have the proper mesira for which grasshoppers are kosher, and since we don't really have that mesira, only some teimanim do, that's why I wouldn't bring grasshoppers to school as a nice crunchy snack. But back in the day, it was fairly common to go to the store and buy yourself a nice crunchy grasshopper snack. Non-kosher grasshoppers, they were pickled with kosher grasshoppers. Loi paslu es tzirum, the juice that came from the non-kosher grasshoppers doesn't pasul the juice that comes from the kosher ones. That's because juice that comes from grasshoppers or their brine is not considered blood, it's not really considered like anything, and therefore it's not going to pasul the kosher grasshopper brine. Now, hey, Reb Tzadik, Reb Tzadik testified, meaning he has a Mesira, meaning he was taught from his Rebbeim, Al Tzir Chagavim Tmeim Shehu Tahar, that brine or juice that comes out of non-kosher grasshoppers is completely Tahar, and there's nothing wrong with that brine itself. The Tanna Kamma says, if that brine mixes with kosher grasshopper brine, so then there's no problem, but you're not allowed to eat the brine or the juice that comes from non-kosher grasshoppers just plain. According to Reb Tzadik, you are allowed to eat it plain, and we actually paskin like Reb Tzadik. Moving on to Mishnah Yod, continuing to talk about things being pickled together. Kol hanechbashim zeim ze mutarim. Anytime we have chulin and truma vegetables that were pickled together, so the chulin vegetables are allowed to be eaten by non-kayin, we don't say that they absorbed flavor from the truma vegetables. Ella im chassis, except if the chulin vegetables were pickled with chassis. We've already mentioned chassis. Chassis is something like onions or garlic or something like that. Since onions and garlic have a very sharp flavor, so then their flavor will be transferred to the other vegetables. So the Mishnah clarifies, chassis shall chulin im chassis shall truma. If we have these chassis vegetables that are chulin and they're being pickled with these chassis vegetables of truma, or yarek shel chulin im chassis shel truma, we have regular vegetables that are chulin, but the truma vegetables are chassis, usser. So then the chulin vegetables are usser because they've absorbed some of the flavor from this very sharp truma vegetable. Aval chassis shel chulin im yarek shel truma. If the chassis over here, the sharp vegetable, is the chulin vegetable, and the truma vegetables are just plain old good old vegetables that aren't sharp, mutter, so then the chulin vegetables are permitted because they didn't absorb any of the flavor of the regular truma vegetables. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.